For CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Broomfield Democratic State Representative Matt Gray has announced he will not run for re-election. This announcement comes just a day after police released more details about his DUI arrest. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
According to a police report, Representative Gray was picking up his children from school when staff called police because they suspected he had been drinking. As he was being put in a patrol car, Gray, a former assistant prosecutor, told police he was friends with the local district attorney, while also saying officers should not give him special treatment. Meanwhile, DA Brian Mason said he would recuse himself from Gray's case. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A national report of Colorado preschools shows signs of improvement in some areas, but stagnation in others. CPR education reporter Jenny Brindine has more.
Preschool enrollment in Colorado decreased by almost 5,000 children during last year's pandemic. Colorado's ranking for state spending per child in pre-K is still among the lowest in the country at 39th. Colorado spends $2,700 less per child than the national average. However, beginning in the fall of 2023, all four-year-olds will be eligible for 10 hours per week of preschool. The report was published by the National Institute for Early Education Research. Jenny Brindine, CPR News.
Interactive art exhibit Meow Wolf is bringing its outdoor festival to Denver this summer. Vortex features live music, art, and a lineup of food and drink trucks. Organizers have not said where in Denver they'll hold the event, but it will not take place, over 3 days in August. Tickets go on sale Friday. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.